I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Oh, a microphone!
And a phony at the mic!
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I wish I could be in the living room of somebody who's listening to this show.
Jeff Lutz.
You think they're listening in their living room?
And maybe.
It's not 1943.
It's a strange world.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the second hour of the Bob and Jeff Show on KFH Radio, 869-1240, the IHOP hotline, breakfast partner of Xbox. Jeff Lutz with me, Max Power back in the studio, producing and engineering. I just, during the break, I thought I'd catch up on NBA standings. Haven't looked in quite a while.
Sure.
Haven't talked about it, haven't watched a game. I see the Cavaliers still, 19-3.
Pretty good.
Celtics right there, 17-4. They handed Cleveland in one of the only games I've really paid much attention to. They beat Cleveland. Orlando, a bit of a surprise at 15-8.
Yeah,
best player went down, but they've held it together.
Yeah, they've got a lot of other good players, and they've won a bunch of – I don't know if they're still on a winning streak, but they had won like 8 or 9 in a row.
Bucks winning some games, 7 in a row. And there are the Indiana Pacers. What in the world?
9-12?
9-13. What in the world?
They're not very good.
Well, when did this happen? They got the same guys.
No, Andrew Nimhardt has been hurt. Neesmith has been hurt. Two of their centers – have season-ending injuries, so they don't have the depth. They're working these other guys in. They're playing guys kind of out of their roles. Their defense is still bad.
I don't care about all that. Do you still?
And their offense has taken a pretty big step back.
Do you still watch them?
Not as much, but still paying attention. They're not fun. They're not a fun team.
Well, that's the team you chose.
Yeah, that's my team.
Do you ever start to think, am I a jinx? I mean,
no, because they got to the conference finals last year.
Well, don't you want it to? You want some sustainability?
Well, Miles Turner, man, I love him. I love Miles Turner. Wonderful personality, but just not a building block for a championship team. And I'd like him to be. Halliburton has been inconsistent this year, but they don't do little things. They don't do little things well.
Yeah.
And that's always going to be a problem.
And then you've got the poor Wizards down there. Didn't win a game all month in November, and they're 2-17. Then in the West, Houston Rockets, a pleasant surprise. They've been building for a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like the Wizards are going to be the Rockets in like three years. In 3 years. I like some of their young players, and they're going to get a bunch of high draft picks. That's basically what the Rockets did. Remember that when they were just god awful 3 years ago or so?
I guess. You've got Golden State, Denver, and the Lakers all kind of swooning right now in the West. Meanwhile, Dallas is on a winning streak. Minnesota hasn't followed up last year very well.
Anthony Edwards hasn't been quite as good. He's still good, but something's missing.
Sacramento rose for a bit. Now they've fallen back. And then you've got Portland, Utah, and New Orleans, who are horrible. New Orleans should just
feel bad for
disband.
New Orleans. Everybody's hurt on their team, too.
Well, Corliss Williams, what's his name?
Zion Williamson?
Yeah.
Corliss, they'd be in trouble.
I don't want you to ever mess with me again on my memory.
Why?
Because it's good.
Okay.
Zion Williamson's never healthy.
He's not, but DeJounte Murray was injured. He's back
Ingram now.
Ingram's been out there most of the time, I think.
He's hurt now. And the only
McCollum
reason I know this
hurt
is
for a while.
I've gotten hooked on the Tony Kornheiser Michael Wilbon show.
PTI?
Yeah.
What?
I know. I like those guys.
Yeah.
They're my age, and they're fairly funny.
They are?
And they still do well. You haven't watched it.
I watched it when it was good and relevant.
It's still good and relevant.
It's not relevant. No one cares what either of those guys think.
So because they're old?
It's not really.
No, talk.
It's just passed them by.
Speak your truth. There it is. Speak your truth.
I just did.
What do you think of older people?
Tony Kornheiser doesn't work at it, so I don't. Why are we surprised that he's
still? I'm not. He's still good.
He's just a personality. He doesn't. He's like me. He's hilarious, but does he watch a lot of sports?
Of course he does.
No, he doesn't.
There's a big difference in you and Tony Kornheiser.
Tony Kornheiser does not watch sports.
Of course he does.
No, he doesn't. He's all but admitted it. Michael Wilbon, whatever. When he started wearing Cubs jerseys as a reporter, that's
well, I don't like that. That's basic. Listen, I think they're pretty good.
That's
together.
I'm saying that's when it was over for him. So neither of those guys.
Well, I've gotten hooked on it.
Really have an authoritative voice.
I like watching it, and you're not going to talk me out of it.
Do whatever
and I don't
you
care
want.
What you watch. You go watch Lindsay Lohan in Christmas Eve in New England. I don't care what you watch. If I'm going to spend my time watching something,
did that nothing to do?
It's
with
not
going to
be
Eve.
Lindsay Lohan.
I don't care what you watch.
In a Christmas movie.
Fine.
You admitted it to Mike
Fortune. Yeah, but I like hanging out with my wife, so there is that.
And I don't like hanging out with
I don't know.
You know the last thing my wife would request?
No, I disagree. I bet she would want to watch a
Let's watch Lindsay
cheesy
Lohan.
Of course she would want to watch a cheesy Christmas movie.
She would?
Yes.
Text me, Debbie. You're listening.
She would.
And then be legitimate. Don't just try to please Jeff. And if what's going through your head is, that's crazy. I would never watch Lindsay Lohan in a Christmas movie. Text that.
Yeah, here it is. Yeah, I would.
She did?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't have any idea.
Thanks, Debbie.
She didn't text you.
Sure, of course.
You're a liar.
No.
Anyway, I enjoy the show. It's not like I set my watch to it.
You said you're hooked on it. That's kind of the same thing.
Well, when I'm home in the evenings, it's on live, and then it gets repeated. And when I'm waiting for the primetime stuff to start, maybe we're having dinner, I'll turn that on.
Excellent.
Because I like those guys.
Nothing wrong with it.
They're my contemporaries.
They are.
Back in an age
hangers
where
hangers on is what we call you,
where sports writing meant something.
It doesn't.
It's not as meaningful anymore, unfortunately.
No, I probably agree with that. I mean, it's just saturated, like everything else.
Yeah, nobody wants to. Although I could call any TV station in town and get a job doing a blog or something.
That's funny.
What do you mean it's funny?
We don't have a lot of 70-year-olds walking around Channel 12, believe it or not.
You know what? Who would I call?
I don't know. Michael Schwenke, I guess.
Is he the guy that would be... Michael, if you're listening...
He's not.
Well, how do you know he's not?
He doesn't listen to us. I don't think he even knows I have a show.
That's got to be terrible for
That's
you.
So sad.
I don't know why he wouldn't listen.
Because he's at work.
You know, I had a gig at KSN for a while.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Yeah, you did. That's what I mean.
And they were thrilled with it.
They were?
Yes.
Huh. Yeah.
You don't think I could still do that?
Do you want
to? There's some question in my mind whether I could. What do you think? Give me an honest answer.
I don't know. Do you want to?
If I were you, I
wouldn't want to.
Let's say I want to. Mm. I'm asking you as my son. And yes, I'll be 70 in 3 months. Gosh, 3 months from today.
I say this stuff. But,
answer my question.
But I might be 70 and want, hey, I'll call a TV station up and write a... I might be that guy. I don't think so.
So you're avoiding the question.
I hope not.
Do you think I could do it?
Do what exactly?
Why can't you just answer the question?
Because I don't know exactly what you're asking.
I write a weekly sports column.
Doesn't that sound so boring to do?
I did it for 21 years.
Yeah, but.
And I did almost a daily sports column.
Yeah, but that was kind of interesting. There's not much to talk about right now.
What? I'd have a field day.
What? Like with what?
However, the problem is I'm not in the loop. I'm not around K-State football the way I used to be. I'm not around KU basketball the way I used to be. I'm not around the Shockers. I was omnipresent.
Yeah, that helps.
Shocker basketball. I knew everything, well, most everything that was going on. And I could write an informed, educated opinion about things because I was in the middle of it. Could I do it from a distance?
Probably not. And again, why would you want to?
Is that an insult to
me? No, I just like, haven't you moved on from that part?
Not in all ways, no.
Really?
No, because I, you know me, I can't really think of the negatives that were associated with my career. I can only think of the positives.
What were some of the negatives?
I got newspapers started to fail.
Yeah, but that had nothing to do with you necessarily. I mean,
no, not had. Did it? I had other negatives.
What was that?
My career wasn't always a bed of roses. I was disgruntled at times. I left the Wichita Eagle for 2 weeks back in 1984.
Man, do you think that? You think I could do that?
No,
they'd just quit for 2 weeks.
They'd
and then come crawling
never,
back.
I didn't come crawling back. They were as happy to have me back as I was to be back.
Well, thank goodness. I wonder why.
Because I was good.
I don't know, but if you quit somebody, it's like taking somebody back. That's like taking a girlfriend, boyfriend, spouse.
I had many girlfriends
back.
Take me back.
No.
Many.
You did not leave.
What do you mean I did not
leave? You were begging. Yeah, you were begging to come back. That makes sense.
Well, that's just absolutely wrong. My wife texts. She wants to watch The Bell of St. Mary's, which I'll get around to.
Yeah.
But she's avoiding the...
After 35 years.
She's avoiding the question.
You know how much equity you'd build up just by watching that show?
All right, we'll do it this weekend. I make a solemn promise.
All right. Let us know how it goes.
We'll watch The Bells of St. Mary's either Saturday or Sunday, right down here in the basement family room.
It's big.
That's where I want to watch it. We hardly ever come down here because we're upstairs with our new kitchen and
there's a lot going on up
there. And our new living room, not new anymore, but 3 years ago, basically. And the dog and
how big's the TV upstairs?
70.
Interesting.
Why? Why is that interesting?
No, that's just this.
Well, 70 inches. Why is that interesting? I was out at your house the other day. I had to get real close to the TV to be able to see what was going on. But
it's not true.
It went fine.
Our TV's fine.
Your TV's fine. It's just not...
We're thinking about an upgrade.
Really?
Thinking about it. It's kind of an old TV.
What led you to that?
It's just an old TV. It doesn't work as well as it used to.
Well, TVs get old, and the good thing is they're not terribly expensive to replace anymore. Well, it depends on how big you want to go.
Yeah, in our pond, the areas we're fishing in might have to lay some money down, but we'll see.
Where are you fishing?
We're fishing in the 85-inch.
Really? You want to have a bigger TV than me?
No. It doesn't
That's
matter.
That's exactly what
how
you're trying
your TV
to do.
Is. I just want to watch baseball on a huge television. I think that'd be fun.
Well, come over here and watch it.
Yeah, you won't watch Guardians games.
I watch a lot of Guardians. I watch, they're probably my second most viewed team.
As they should be.
You know a team I liked watching last year?
American or National League?
National. I'm more of a National
Phillies?
League guy. No, can't stand the Phillies.
Well, why do you like any team?
I'm more of a National League guy.
Giants?
No. In that division, though.
Padres. Oh.
Something about watching the Padres in that stadium soothes me.
Who's their play-by-play guy?
Oh,
Jerry,
God.
It's that guy that used to be with the Red Sox, right?
Mark Grant. Is their color guy, and I can't. Their play-by-play guy is really good, but I can't remember
it's
his
name. It's the guy who used to be with the Red Sox, right?
Well, I don't know who it is.
Jerry something.
No, not Jerry Coleman. He's been dead for... Don Arcello.
Yeah, him.
He was never with the Red Sox that I know of.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't remember him with the Red Sox.
Of course he was.
The Mark Grant's the entertainer on that crew. And after watching my crew, Chip Carey and Brad Thompson, I need something. Because these guys aren't that good.
Don Arcello was with the Red Sox for 15 years.
You understand me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Not that high on Chip Carey.
He's not very good.
Nice guy.
Unfortunately. Too close to the team. Emotionally. We don't want that. We want that to some degree, but we also want you to be able to separate that. Tell it like it is.
All right, let's get a break in. I want to talk some baseball with Jalen Thompson from the Kansas City Star. The winter meetings are coming up Monday. We look forward to that. We'll be back with Jalen after this.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
KFH. 869-1240 is the IHOP hotline. Jalen Thompson is on that hotline. We're going to talk Royals. Jalen, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Bob and Jeff. How are you guys doing?
You know, we're hanging in there. We missed baseball season, but we got winter meetings coming up next week down in Dallas, so that'll be exciting, we hope. The Royals have already made a trade, a substantive trade, getting Jonathan India from the Reds, giving up Brady Singer. And it sounds like they're back in the mode of being pretty aggressive. What are you hearing?
Yeah, the Royals, they're looking to upgrade their offense in any way that they can. They took a big step in doing that and getting Jonathan India. When you look at what Jonathan India has done in his Major League Baseball career, he's been a very strong leadoff hitter. He's someone that gets on base. He has doubles, and he can hit home runs from time to time as well. And that will play well in the big and spacious Kauffman Stadium, as that the double alleys are out there, and it's a good chance for him to be able to take advantage of that. The Royals didn't necessarily want to part with, you know, Brady Singer today, but they understood that if they wanted to improve their offense, then that was one way to do it, and that was to give up a good starting pitcher that has a couple more years of control left, and that's what they were able to do, and that's why India is here, along with Joey Weimer as well, who is someone that could potentially crack the 26-man roster maybe in 2025 as a fourth outfielder if he puts it together.
Yeah, so they picked up an infielder, they picked up an outfielder. It remains to be seen if Weimer's going to be an everyday guy, but obviously India is projected to be that. What else are the Royals looking to do? What's on their wish list and their checklist next week at the meetings?
Yeah, when you look at what the Royals want to add next, they would like to add more slugging in the lineup, potentially someone that could probably slot in behind Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny Pasquantino, and Salvador Perez, and really just linking out their lineup a little bit more. Think someone that can possibly hit home runs and provide that power and that slug that is needed to complement a lineup when you're going into the deeper games and the playoffs and you're facing tough pitching. You need those guys that can contribute and produce. And I think we saw that this past season when the Royals got past with Pasquantino and Perez, the lineup kind of bottomed out. You were forced to see if MJ Melendez could drive in a run, or Yuli Gurriel, or Hunter Renfroe, or Tommy Pham, whoever's in the lineup. Now the Royals want to kind of rectify that and get a player that could potentially be that guy that could hit fifth or sixth and give you that production that you needed. And on secondly, the Royals will also, you know, you get rid of Brady Singer, you might need to have another veteran option that can be a pitcher for you guys in the back end of the bullpen, or potentially in that long relief role that can be either a starter or a reliever, whichever they might need. So I would look at maybe potentially, do they want to kick the tires on Michael Lorenzen? He played that role well for them last year, and he could slot right back in. So that could be something that could be an option as well.
Talking with Jalen Thompson from the Kansas City Star, we've got the winter meetings coming up next week. We expect a lot of movement. We expect maybe Juan Soto to sign even before the winter meetings begin. It sounds like he's close. Of course, the Royals not swimming in those waters, but when you mention upgrade of a lineup, would they be willing to get into the Anthony Santander discussion, the free agent outfielder from Baltimore who hit 44 home runs last year?
Yeah, I'm sure the Royals have considered all options that are on the table as far as upgrading the lineup. Really, when it comes down to is you're going to have to see, do you want to get this done in free agency or do you want to get it done on the trade market? And that might come down to what are you willing to give up if you can go and get someone that is available for trade. Are you willing to stomach losing a few prospects or maybe a guy that's in the major leagues to fill the offense that way, or do you want to shell out some money to fill in with the free agency? Because as you guys know, when it comes to free agency, there's a lot of teams that's looking for a bat, and that could drive the prices up. So it's a matter of how deep do the Royals want to be in that part of the offseason, free agency, or do you want to explore the trade market like they did with Jonathan India?
Well, I think you can get Santander for 5 years, $120 million. Yeah, would the Royals think about something like that?
I'm sure that all options will be on the table, and like if that's something that they want to potentially see, I mean, I think Santander's production speaks for himself. He hit those, like you said, 44 home runs last year, and that would be a great piece to add to a Royals lineup if that's the road they want to go down. But like I said, it's just going to depend on what the offers are and, you know, really what happens when Juan Soto signs too, because there are a lot of teams that are in on Soto. So do those teams shift their attention to a Santander as the fallback option if they miss out on the Soto sweepstakes?
Well, you better go get him before that happens. Jeff scoffed at my contract for Santander. What do you think it's going to be?
It might be that, but I just don't know if I'd want to pay that. If, well, the Royals,
he's only 30 years old.
Yeah, he's not a guy that, to me, ages well, but we'll see. I was going to ask you, Jalen, how much are the Royals banking on the starting pitching being as good as it was last year? They brought Waka back. Seth Lugo's in his mid-30s. Not to say that's not repeatable, but Reagan's is a pretty sure thing. What are some potential contingency plans if there's an injury or if somebody drops off just a bit?
Yeah, I think with how the Royals are looking at their starting rotation, you mentioned the top three, Cole Reagan, Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha. They're going to lean on those three guys to really carry the rotation. But you also potentially could have Chris Bubich fill in a starting role. You could also see Kyle Wright. He's coming back from right shoulder surgery. And when he last pitched, he's a 21-game winner with the Atlanta Braves. So you know he can produce when he's pitching well. Also, they have young guys in the system. Noah Cameron is someone that they put on the 40-man roster. He was really making strides in the minor leagues last season before, you know, coming up this year and be on that 40-man. So they have some options that they could look at. And like J.J. Cocoa has said and Matt Cottrell has echoed, you need depth because the pitching was remarkably healthy last year. That's not always going to be the case. So you're going to have guys – 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe even 10 guys that can pitch games. I also forgot about Daniel Lynch, Alec Marsh. All those guys have experience, so they're going to have to lean on their young guys unless they go out and potentially get another veteran to kind of help be that stopgap.
Talking with Jalen Thompson, Major League Baseball, Kansas City Royals. So the division last year, Cleveland won it. We expect them to be good again. Detroit got hot late and made a run in the playoffs. We expect them to be pretty good. Minnesota faltered, but they certainly have an interesting roster and we think a good team. And then you have the Royals. It's really anybody's guess as to who's going to rise to the top of that division in 25, don't you think?
I think so. And like you said, it could be anyone. When you look at what Cleveland did, Cleveland had manager of the year in Stephen Vogt. He comes in, he inherits a roster, they go, and they pretty much own the division the entire year. They have great pitching, they have a great closer in Emmanuel Clase, and they just figure out a way to get things done. You look at the Detroit Tigers were a scrappy team. They got hot at the right time, and that propelled them to being into the playoff mix and making the playoffs. We can't forget about, we know the Royals have done, and you know they're looking to make the next step. So those are three teams right there that could potentially be back in the playoff mix once again in the American League. And then looking at what other teams in the division could possibly do, the Minnesota Twins, they were right there as well. You know, they're going to come back with vengeance. So it just depends on who wins these matchups when the head-to-heads are coming together this next season. And I think that's going to be a key point for the Royals to do if they want to get back to where they were this past season.
So I'm going to ask you to look into your crystal ball, which is unfair to you, but that's what I do. Will the Royals make a significant move at the winter meetings?
I think the Royals will make a move at the winter meetings, and I think it's going to be something to address that offensive firepower that they need, the slug, because if you look at kind of how J.J. Piccolo operates and how he's kind of made and put this team together, he's always went out and he's made an aggressive move. You saw that last year when he went out and he got the Seth Lugo and he got the Michael Wacha, and you saw how both of those were aggressive and leading to them spending over $100 million collectively to fix the foundation of the team. This year, he was already aggressive in getting Jonathan India and re-signing Michael Wacha as well. So I think the Royals will go out and they'll make a move and they'll get someone that can hit those home runs and be the fifth piece in that lineup for the team. So I'm looking forward to see who that will be.
All right, Jalen, we appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on our show and talking Royals. We'll catch you sometime before the season starts, okay?
Sounds good. And if I don't see you guys before then, have a great holiday season. And, you know, I'm looking forward to what's next.
And stop being so dang nice, would you?
It
doesn't fit on this show, but we love you.
Hey, man, I love
Take
you guys.
Take care, Jalen.
All right, same to you. All right, bye.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. We appreciate it. Jalen Thompson, who is maybe the nicest guest we have. And we have
He's
a bunch of nice ones. There's no question about it.
No question about it.
But yeah, it doesn't quite fit the demeanor of the show when you're on it. Now, when Duda and I are here, it's just as nice as you can imagine.
Absolutely.
By the way, Duda will be here tomorrow, either with both of us or one of us, you.
No, I might take the day off then.
I haven't decided yet.
No, you'll be here.
I haven't decided
yet. I don't do the one-day notice thing.
You'll do the one-day notice.
No, I won't.
Well, what do you do? What would you do?
Make you do it.
How many times have you gotten a hold of me on the day of and said, I can't do it today?
Yeah, but that's usually when Duda was already there.
No, it's usually when Duda was already not there. Happened just recently. But anyway, most likely I'll be here, but tomorrow's looking like a whale of a day, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, whatever. I'll be here.
Good visit about baseball. We got, as I said early in the show, some really good college basketball tonight, including Kansas at Creighton. Maybe not as good as we thought it was going to be, but still.
Still might be.
A good test for the Jayhawks to go on the road.
Didn't they play Creighton in the NCAA tournament a few years ago?
Yeah, that rings a bell. They also played Wichita State in Omaha a few years back.
I don't really understand this.
On this floor and didn't win. Do you remember that?
Were
you at that NCAA tournament?
Of course
I was. You were on somewhere else.
I was there.
Where'd you sit? I don't remember you.
For KU, WSU?
Yeah. Were you next to me?
I might have been up at the top for that one, but I don't remember. I might not have been.
Did we hang out?
Wichita.
I'm asking you a question.
Wichita State, Kentucky, when they were undefeated, I was up at the way top. But I think I was closer.
Did we hang out?
I don't know if we hung out. I don't really understand this tournament. This not a tournament, but this series. K-State's game's not till Saturday. There were some games yesterday in the Big East, Big 12 thing. I just don't get it.
Well, don't worry about it. Let them play.
I will
I know when they get ready to play.
If I know when they're playing.
They spread the games out. They have in every one of these.
I don't like it.
It's a good game.
Baylor, UConn.
Shockers, Alcorn State, no interest.
No, won't even.
And I'll continue to beat that drum, and it may sit wrong with people, but these games have no meaning. And if you have one or two of them a year, okay, but if you're trying to recapture the imagination of this fan base and you're serious about it, you can't schedule Alcorn State.
No, you can't. And it's unfortunate, especially the way the place it falls on the schedule right after the games that you've played that have meant
the
most.
Well, you hoped you'd come home. You had to win over Minnesota, and then you just got annihilated by Florida. You'd hope that that game would have gone a little differently, obviously, because it took that 7-0 start and kind of just turned it on its head. You don't know what to think. And what you're left to think is that we can't compete with the big boys. And until they prove they can, it's going to be an interesting ascent into prominence, if they can get there.
If it happens.
Or it's going to be, oh, boy. Okay, we got to make another change, and I'm not saying that they're anywhere close to that. But there's things I've seen about this team that I like. They do have some injury issues, like all teams do. But, boy, the Florida game just left us shaking our head.
Well, it led to far more questions that we thought we may have had answers to. Like, is this point guard situation truly resolved?
Do they have any guards?
I don't know.
Justin Hill's played well at times.
Yeah, but when
Bijan Cortez, I don't know. I don't see it necessarily. Xavier Bell's a good player, but it's almost like he tries to do too much, and I don't know what to tell.
I think guys
Casey
have
Fowler,
to
get him the ball.
These guys have to know what they are, right? They are not clearly defined roles on this team.
Can I just ask to get Quincy Ballard the ball? Now, some of that falls on him. I get it. But I'd like to see what he can do if he was a focal point of this offense.
Maybe there's a reason why he's not.
Maybe there is. Maybe there is, but I don't know that.
I like the other guy, Bosniak. He's pretty good in the post.
He can defend.
He's got some moves.
He's all right.
Figure out how to play them both at the same time.
I'd like to see Ballard.
I just like somebody to put the ball in the basket.
Well, I don't care who puts the ball in the basket.
And not score 0 points while the other team's
scoring. Would you like to see if Ballard can put the ball in the basket more regularly?
Well, I guess. I don't know that I'm itching to see that because I don't know that he's ever been able to prove that.
I'd like to see it. I'd like to see that happen.
What would you say like his niche offensively? Defensively, he's got everything.
I think he's got some good moves. I like his footwork. I don't think he's just a dunker.
I don't know.
I'd like to see him.
I mean, I don't see him taking a bunch of, like, 12-footers.
They don't give him a ball, man. There it is again. I'm getting fed up.
Why are you pointing at me?
I don't know. I'm getting angry.
Well, don't get angry.
I'd like to see him.
Okay.
He shoots free throws pretty well.
Not bad. What's his percentage?
I don't know. Check me out. I know you'll check me out because that's what you do.
No, I'm checking because you said something. You popped off.
I don't necessarily think I popped off. I think I made a statement of fact.
You may have. Let's find out.
Well, I don't think we have to find out. If I said it, it's a fact.
He's a 69.2%. Free throw shooter so far this year, 54.7 for his career, 582 last year.
69%.
So he's improved, but it's only six games.
Well, let's see.
So he's taking more free throws.
Right. Let's see what he does. You said you're not thirsty. I'm thirsty.
I don't know. 8 points, five rebounds. That's about, he could get up higher in rebounds.
Look at his number of shots. The guy doesn't get many shots.
No, he doesn't. He's taken about 15 or so this year. No, that's free throws.
Huh?
What are you talking about? Free throws.
How many field goals?
4.5 a game, so 24.
That's not enough.
12, 36.
That's not enough.
24 plus 4.5 a game, 27.
Jeff, quit trying to do math.
27.
You just tell the world.
How many shots is that? 4.5 a game, six games.
For how many games? Six games?
Yeah.
That's 27
shots.
That's
what I just said.
Yeah, but I didn't need 24, 20, 38. I didn't need all that.
Right, because I already said it.
No, you told me the numbers, and I gave you the
answer. Give me another one.
No, I'm not doing it.
Exactly.
Give me one.
9.5 times 5.
9.5 times 5.
Yeah.
hold on a second. That
47
would be
47.5. Done.
Yeah, right. 47.5. Good grief.
You struggled.
Oh, no, I didn't struggle. But when you put me on the spot.
You just told me to give you one.
Give me one more.
12 times 11.
12 times 11 is 132.
Duh.
You had to think about that one.
7.5 times 6.
7.5 times 6. 57.
You sure about that?
Yes.
I don't think so.
All right. There we go. A little math for you on a Wednesday show. You know, with the turnpike, now I'm on the turnpike. I take my wife to Wellington occasionally. And I got my, they charge you now.
You don't have a K-tag?
I do, but it doesn't work. So I got to get out there and figure this out.
It's a lot of money you're paying.
But you know they charge you incrementally now. Have you been on the turnpike lately?
No.
Every time I am, I'm a little sad because, you know, I had the toll booths forever and ever. And that's I've lived my life with the toll booths, right?
Of course.
And that kind of became a tradition. But in the way of advancement and progress, tradition has no meaning. So I think I go to the South Wichita Terminal, which used to be just, remember all those booths down there?
A lot of booths.
And they're not there anymore.
It's horrible.
You don't think that. You don't care.
Do I? I haven't been down there, so I don't know if I care or not.
And I, when we get off in Wellington, there's no toll booth there. You just get off, and they read you electronically and bill you, and it's become a little antiseptic to me.
Sorry to hear that. Sorry you feel that way.
Don't you feel that way to some degree?
I haven't been on the turnpike.
How do you think you'll be when you're my age? Will you have any of these thoughts?
I hope not.
You don't admire this about me.
I would just put it all away, I hope.
You don't admire this.
Away.
You don't admire this about me. The way that I have a thought about everything.
Not really.
Anything that comes into my life, I got a
you
thought.
You think I'm going to go when they're asking about you at Channel 12, can we get Bob? And I'll be like, well, I'm proud of him because he talked about his turnpike bill the other day. No.
They might love that.
And no one
asked. Who do I call it?
And no one asked
12.
You about that. What do you mean?
They might love that.
Call Dylan.
Talk to Dylan for me. Try to grease those wheels.
He's our fact finder.
Well, no, I'm talking about getting the gig out there.
I told you, Michael Schwenke. He's leading the charge right now in the newsroom.
Well, I don't necessarily want a newsroom job.
Well, he's going to be the one that... What do you mean?
I'm looking at a job...
You'd be in a news
online
position.
Online job.
No, I handle that.
Yeah, I'd love to do it. All right, there's the music that signals the end of another show. Another show.
One of
the
my
book.
Favorites.
We'll try it again tomorrow. We hope we're better. We'll see you then.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.